Eastern European members against possible Russian aggression. Comprised of some 4,000 troops that can deploy with just 48 hours' notice, it would be supported by logistics and equipment positioned close to Russia's borders. The force intended to make NATO's commitment to collective defense more credible and enhance its deterrence. If approved, the troops would mark a departure from efforts to find a diplomatic solution with Russia's Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's Petro Poroshenko. Negotiations to end the crisis have so far proved fruitless.
Putin, in a sense, is cornered at this point because domestically he cannot accept a defeat in Ukraine. The only solution, as I see it, really is diplomatic, however faint the hope for it is.
Moscow has said it will review its own military strategy in the face of NATO's plans, raising the stakes and tensions still further.